At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com. Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree of vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. And thank you. Thank you for letting us come into your home tonight. Thank you. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live, I mean live, from Orlando, Florida. And I hear some big echo in my headphones.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time and you don't know what you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. That's what we call you all, folks. Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. This radio show, well, it's the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and blind. We say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. Before we go any further, I want to introduce to the players tonight. We got some players tonight. Yes, we do. To my right, we have my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I'm here. I'm busy taking pictures. Welcome, everybody, to the first Sunday in March. How do you like that? Welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And to my left... My buddy.
Okay, so we got snow. We got it.
Yeah, my buddy, co-host. What's your name? His name is my co-host, my buddy, Gary.
He's thinking.
I'm thinking. No, Sinclair. He's Gary thinking.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back on the show today.
It is him.
It's lovely weather, and it's time to come back.
It is him. It's really Gary Sinclair. I can't believe it. Gary Sinclair. Oh, yep. My goodness gracious. And wait a minute. He brought his grandson with him.
That's
he
right.
brought his other grandson. He brought his daughter-in-law with him. He brought the whole gang with tonight. Wait a minute. Let me introduce first his oldest grandson. His name is Braden Sinclair. Braden, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
How you doing?
How do you like that on this
Good.
Side of the mic?
You're next to Grandpa. Okay.
Yeah. How cool
and
is that?
And your mommy's out there in the back with Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Don't tell nobody. I'm sticking around, though.
Okay, he's our engineer and producer. Chris Shaw, can't be a show without Chris. And sitting next to Chris Shaw is his mommy,
say hi.
Stephanie. Say hi. Stephanie, you there?
Hi.
Oh, that's Jackson. That's Big Jackson. That's
cute.
Brains.
That's the big man on campus.
Yeah.
That's Brains'
Good
little
job,
brother.
Good job, Jackson.
Yeah, it's Jackson. Well, we're live here in Orlando, Florida. If you want to call in, please do. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
Before I give my shout-outs, Braden, do you have any shout-outs?
You have any shout-outs, Braden?
Yeah, Braden. Tell all your friends all the way over in East Beaumont and Louisville and Weston Washington House. Tell everybody you say hi.
Tell everybody you're from Texas.
Represent your school.
Where are you from?
Represent your school.
Texas.
You're from Texas?
Yeah.
Are you wearing a cowboy hat?
No.
Do you wear a cowboy hat at all when you're home?
No.
No? But you have a horse?
No.
No? You're in Texas. I thought you have cowboy hats.
Give him a chance cowboy to shoes. Answer, Michael.
You have a cowboy shoes?
No.
No?
He's a Texas football player.
Oh, you play football?
Yeah.
My kind of kid.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Ask him
I don't
his
talk
number.
About that football team you got there in football. My team is against them all the time because I'm a Philadelphia Eagle man.
What's the name of your team, Brendan?
The Girl Scout.
The Central Texas Lions.
Yeah.
The Central Lions. But I'm talking about that professional football.
What's your number on your uniform?
56.
He's 56.
Yep. Yeah. So you play offense?
Both.
And you run defense?
Yeah.
So you play offensive tackle or guard?
Depends.
It all depends?
You should see him in his uniform. Maybe his mom will show you some
pictures. I bet you don't know this one. He doesn't know it either. Ask Chris Shaw if he knows this question. Who played offense and defense? The last guy to play both sides of the football game, the whole game. He played the whole game. When he went to offense, he went to offense, and then he came to defense. Who am I talking about?
Ted Bundy?
Nope. The last guy who did it ever in NFL.
Oh, in the NFL?
In the NFL. The last guy that did it. He played the whole...
It was in Chicago.
The Philadelphia Eagle, man. I'll take you a hint. Philadelphia Eagle. His name is Chuck Benarek.
Chucko.
Chuck Benarek. Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. He played offense and defense.
Let me give my shout-outs, Michael.
Okay.
Before we go to break so quickly.
Well, I got a shout-out, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you do yours.
I got a shout-out because I know Uncle Wayne is listening. Wayne Sinclair, my other son.
Oh, wow.
Uncle Wayne, what's up?
Anybody else?
I don't know. Okay. Brayden's grandfather should be listening tonight, Steve.
Very nice.
Steve, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, I have some shout-outs. I'd like to say hello to Brent in California. He listens every week. Hi, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
And Jody up there in New Hampshire. She's another loyal listener. Hi, Jody. And Kevin
Jody.
Snyder, I hope you're feeling well. We didn't hear from you last week up there in Carolina, North Carolina.
Why, you think he was sick?
I don't know. And I'd like to say hi to our dear friend Carolyn Salam in Georgia. We haven't heard from her in a while. And I have another person I'd like to give a shout out to, Diane in Denver. Diane is an IT person. And
Kevin, Carolyn, Diane.
Yeah.
What's up?
Kevin, Carolyn, and Diane.
Well, you're more than welcome to call in, you folks. 407-894-1680.
I got one thing to say, Michael.
Yeah. What's that?
We got to tell all the Northerners up there, quit throwing that cold weather at us. We survived this one. We even got down in the 30s here. So it got cold, but now Wednesday we're going to be back up to 87 degrees. But, and the grandkids are here and had a touch of bad cold weather. But, no, Braden here dives in, and he's been in a pool all day at 66 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's enjoying this weather.
Figure a cold coming on soon.
Heck, he didn't even wear a jacket when we went to the Kennedy Space Center yesterday.
I hope he's not getting a cold then.
No, he's just used to the cold.
Yep.
Well, folks, you're more than welcome to call in. The lines are wide open right now. You can call into the show, 407-894-1680.
Wait, before you go any further, Jackson said he got a couple of shout outs that he wanted to give out. Who you want to give a shout out to?
Braden.
Oh, and who else? Picture Chris and Jackson. Hold on here.
Hi, Jackson.
And Daddy, say Daddy. Say Daddy. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
I hope you're listening.
He's probably not.
Hey, Braden.
Hi.
You know what Jackson always is saying? He's always going around and says, I love you. I love you.
Oh, you always say I love you to everybody?
It's like that one family. Good night to everybody. You know, by the say their names. I love you, Braden. I love you, Mommy. I love you, Grandpa Gary. I love you. It's funny.
You want to tell all your friends at school? Tell all your friends at school. Say, hey, everybody at school. Go ahead. Tell all your friends at school, huh?
Hi, Ahmad.
Okay, another note. I want to be a little serious here. Listen, folks, Lynn and I were talking about something. I want to talk about something that we want to talk about in a few weeks from now.
Well, it might be more than a few weeks.
Okay, we're going to put something together. We would like to have at least three or four people on the same call, it'd be a conference call, talking and discussing the following. Because something I heard today, which I know about as a fact, and I would like to discuss it. I'll tell you what that is. A spouse that when you're married at that time, because one of the people that are in this relationship, they're married folks, you go blind and the spouse leaves because hey, they don't want to be involved with a blind person for whatever reason. We'd like to have it discuss. We're going to discuss this on the air.
About, not today, though.
Not today. We're not discussing today.
We have a very busy
like to
show.
Have, if you would like to, if you would like to come on the air and discuss it, we're going to discuss it on the air. You have to write to us. We'll talk about it later in the show. We're going to discuss it in the weeks to come. Right now, stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. We got a couple callers on the line right now. One's calling from upstate New York. Upstate caller, what's your name? Calling from New York.
My name is Steve.
Steve, calling from, you're calling from where, Steve?
Calling from Romulus.
Romulus, New York.
It's Gigi and Nana, Bray.
I know. Hi.
Hello, Steve. Gary here.
Hello.
How are you, Gary?
Doing good, Gary. Buddy.
So you know these folks here in the studio, huh?
We do.
You do. Okay.
Well, they had a good time at the Kennedy Space Center yesterday.
We saw the pictures of the Space Center and swimming in the pool.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Hot tub.
Hi.
This your other grandfather, huh?
Huh?
This your other grandfather?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your mommy's grandfather.
You have anything
mommy's
to tell
daddy?
Him?
Hi.
He's
that's it?
Yeah. Brayden is saying hi.
Well, talk, Brayden.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He's speechless.
I love you. Yeah, miss you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He already said, he says, Brayden, I love you, and he misses you.
Still so they hear you because.
I love and miss you guys.
Okay. Well, thank
you.
Oh,
I hear
calling.
Grandma. Must be Grandma.
Yeah, that was Nana.
Yeah, Nana's here, too. Yep. Both
very
of us.
Nice.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
And thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for
taking
the call.
Have fun.
More than welcome. Take care. Thank you.
All right.
And we have right now another caller calling from the state of Washington. His name is Gabe. Gabe, are you there? He's calling from the state of Washington.
Yes.
Hey, Gabe, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
All right. How's it doing? How's it nice and warm up there in the state of Washington?
Well, you know what?
What?
I hear, well, right now it is around 48 degrees.
Well, that's not
and then,
good.
That's cold.
This week, sadly, supposed to rain the whole week.
Oh.
That's raining.
Hey,
but you know what? I heard that the weather was really cold over there, too.
Yes.
I just heard that it got down to around almost 30.
Yes, yeah. 30.
Hey, Gabe, here's my question
introduce
right now. How old? I was going to say, how old are you now, Gabe?
He's 14.
14.
Well, you know what? I forgot to tell you this. I know I haven't called in a while, so I forgot to tell you, but my birthday was on January 11th, and guess what?
How old
now,
are you? What?
15.
Oh, whoa, you're 15. Yes. Wow.
Chris, you really he's 15 now.
Wow.
Hey, Gabe.
Wow, I can't believe it either.
Hey, Gabe, this is Gary.
Hello.
And I want to introduce you to my grandson, which is here today. His name is Brayden. He's from Texas.
He's from Texas. But he doesn't wear a hat. Would you believe he's from Texas and he doesn't have a hat?
Let them talk.
You know what? I heard that you had a huge pool party last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, sadly, it's too cold around here to go swimming. But I hear that it will be warming up soon because, believe it or not, today is already March 1st.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Well, his pool was only 66
degrees. What grade are you in now? What grade are you in now, Gabe?
I'm in ninth grade.
He's in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. And do you play any sports?
I do. Let's see. What have I done? I've played many sports. It's hard to name them all because I've played so many, but right now, I'm actually doing powerlifting.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you know what that is.
Hey, Gabe.
All right, well, we have to say goodnight,
I got to let you know one thing. Brayden is talking to you now, but I don't think he understands that you're totally blind.
Right.
I am.
What do you think about that, Brady? Yeah. And he's powerlifting.
Gary, our guest caller is on the line, okay. So we're going to have to say night.
We got
to
go, Gabe.
We got to go, Gabe. Thanks for calling
in,
Gabe.
Call again next week.
And enjoy the rest of your week, and I will call in next week.
Okay.
We'll
take care, Gabe. Thanks for calling in. Thanks, Gabe.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Right now, we have our first guest caller of the evening on the show. We would like to welcome back Elizabeth Kelly, owner of Best Bets Travel.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Were you sleeping?
No, I wasn't sleeping. I said to the gentleman, I don't know if I was misdialing or what, but I just wasn't getting through.
That was Chris.
Getting one of those, like, quick, busy signals.
Yeah, that was Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is our producer and engineer. Yep.
Yeah, but how are you guys doing?
We're doing.
Tell us about Best Bets.
Yeah. Best Bets is doing great. You know, business is good. It's a little, these are crazy times. But things are going well.
Yeah, they are crazy times, so yeah. You have to adapt.
Let me introduce you to Gary, because Gary, he's a man. He loves his boats, his ships.
I do the cruises.
He likes his cruises.
Been on 13.
How many have you been on now?
13.
Oh, 13 cruises he's been on.
Wow.
That's great.
I love it's so relaxing, and the food's good.
I know. You can't beat it, right?
No. I tell you what, I tell a lot of people, you know, they want to come down and spend it. A lot of money on a hotel down here, like $300, $400 a day.
Right.
So you can go on a cruise ship, spend probably, what's the average, about $90 a day maybe.
Right.
And that includes your meals and all of that and your entertainment. I says, and then you got your bed right there. I says, and your whole trip is a whole lot cheaper, and you travel.
And Gary, Elizabeth specializes in accessibility.
Accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for visually impaired people.
And I think them to the understanding, I'm not a Braille reader, but for the Braille readers that do read Braille, that the cruise lines are getting a little better on handing out things, information.
Well, that's why you got to go with Best Bets.
That's right.
That's right.
So tell us, Elizabeth, a lot of people are tuning in for the first time. Tell everybody about Best Bets Travel.
Well, thanks. Best Bets Travel. I am the owner of my company, and I've been a travel agent for a long time. But I started Best Bets Travel 17 years ago. It's almost 18. 17 years ago, with the purpose of dedicating myself to accessible travel for people with special needs of all kinds, from blind to low vision to deaf or hearing impaired to families with autism to wheelchair accessible travel. So any type of need, I think people with special needs are really at a disadvantage in the travel industry. So I'm there to be an advocate, and I've been doing it for 17 years, and it's going well.
You mentioned autism. Very briefly, what would be something that would be needed to be taken into consideration for someone who's traveling and is autistic?
Right. Well,
I'm just curious.
You know, you speak about cruising, and just for instance, cruising is hard for people who have an autistic child, for instance. I mentioned this to one of your listeners recently who called me about, Royal Caribbean is actually a autism certified cruise line.
No kidding.
Meaning that their staff has gone through training. Mm-hmm. And they do a fabulous program. If they know that there is somebody booked who has an autistic child, for instance, they send the family, the parents, a packet, which is kind of like a dress rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
So that the child knows what to expect and who the people are and what's going to happen.
Oh, that's great.
And it's really when the child gets on board, and Disney, I should say, Disney does a fabulous job with it as well. So, you know, the cruise lines, I always say the cruise lines are really for people with special needs, provided you're on the right ship, and there's definitely the wrong ship, but provided you're on the right ship, it's really a great one-stop vacation for people, because there's predictability there. If you do, like, an all-inclusive vacation or a resort, you kind of hit or miss as far as whether or not,
mm-hmm.
you know, the XYZ brand in Jamaica is fabulous, but the same XYZ brand in Antigua, not so much. The cruise lines have more of a consistency that I find comforting.
Elizabeth, what are some of the popular requests from the blind and visually impaired community as far as traveling? What are some of the destinations that people ask you about?
Lately, it's been I've gotten requests for domestic travel. Domestic, with all the coronavirus stuff, domestic right. travel mm-hmm. is kind of the thing.
Right.
So, and our national parks are always a big hit amongst the blind and visually impaired. They always want to go experience that. And then, in addition, I would say the bigger cities, for the same reasons that, you know, traditional travelers want to go. New York City, San Francisco is a great city, Las Vegas, you know, the Mississippi, you know, the, for instance, the Mississippi Queen, the riverboats that go down the Mississippi.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's
got a big calling for people who are blind or visually impaired. Because it's simple, you don't have to really, I guess, depending on where you are, you might have to fly to it. But with all of our rivers, you might not have to fly to pick up a riverboat here domestically. So that's always a big hit, I would say.
I got a question for you, Elizabeth. This is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
I've been going to Cozumel and stuff like that, but I'm thinking about going the other way here in another year, maybe. I'm thinking, do they have something from here in Central Florida going to St. Thomas? I'd like to go to St. Martin, St. Thomas. Is there such a cruise?
Yeah, Eastern Caribbean, yes. So that would be Eastern Caribbean, and depending on when you do that, it used to be San Juan, and hopefully it will still be San Juan again, but San Juan, St. Thomas, St. Martin, if you did a 10-day cruise, typically out of Fort Lauderdale, you could go further south to, for instance, Antigua, Martinique, Barbados.
What's opening up into out where the hurricanes hit out there? Are they getting any tourism out there at all anymore?
The
Bahamas?
Grand Bahamas.
Yeah. Oh, the Bahamas.
Out that way. Are they?
You know, Nassau is still fine. So Nassau is still getting plenty of traffic. Uh-huh. You know, as a matter of fact, there's been a big push, obviously, for tourism to go to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's still, and the cruise lines are still visiting the Bahamas. And, you know, and I'm very proud of the cruise lines because they have contributed tremendously. Yeah.
Well, this is how the people live off those cruise lines.
Right.
Period.
So, Elizabeth, since we started a little late and we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes, why did you tell everybody why they should call you? Seriously.
They should call me because I want them to.
There you go.
Because you're a sweetheart.
Not being facetious, but
no, I know.
I'm truly soliciting to try to help them the best I can. I'm not, you know, begrudgingly helping them. I started my business for the sole purpose of spending the time doing the research to help people who need a little extra time and a little extra research. So I would ask them to call me so that I can help them with their travel and get them going. I understand that for people who especially have become blind or have recently become low vision, or are losing vision, that there's a lot of trepidation. Mm-hmm. And trusting somebody to get it right is taking a big leap of faith. So I would just ask you to take the leap of faith with me, and I will do my darndest to not fail you.
That's wonderful.
This is Michael. Liz.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Listen, I want to talk to the folks out there. You're talking to the young lady who knows her.
She knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff. When it comes to Best Bets Travel, that's the only travel agency you should use. So if you're going to go somewhere, you're going to leave home, and you're going to go to Vegas, you're going to go somewhere, whether it's a cruise, whether it's a plane, you got hotels, talk to Liz, okay? Because she'll set you up right. And she's helping us on the radio show.
Yep.
If it wasn't for her, let's vote. She's the one who's helping this radio show.
That's right.
So the bottom line is,
we support those who support us.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, Lynn.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So support those who support the show. And she's great. You should use her.
So
thanks,
Elizabeth,
Michael.
You're welcome. How do they reach you?
Thank you. How do you reach me? Either my website is www.bestbets.com, which is BESTBETS, travel.com, or you can call me, and then we can have a conversation, which I would absolutely love.
There you go.
You can call me at 321-243-0251.
Say the phone number again, Liz.
321-243-0251.
And all like- this on our web- all this is yes. on our website, Blind and Beyond Radio Show website. It's all there as far as best bets.
And I think I hear some very large dogs in the
right,
background.
Right, I was just
I'm
about
sorry.
That.
I'm
sorry. I know that
do
sound.
Do they travel with you for security purposes?
I wish. They're puppies, and we're working on
they're
that
puppies.
Training.
Wow.
Those, no, those are not puppies what we hear.
Yeah. All right. Well, go take care of them, and thank you for calling, and
thank
we'll
you,
talk
Liz.
To you again
thank
soon.
Thank you very much. Have
those
a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That's Best Bets Travel. By the way, go to Blind and Beyond radioshow.org. Anything you want to know about Best Bets, it's up there.
Phone number is there too, everything.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Bye.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code Blind and Beyond at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's the man. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You just heard it from the man. That's right. The man from Texas, but he doesn't wear a hat. That's right. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Braden.
Braden Sinclair. You're Gary Sinclair's grandson, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, welcome back. Lynn.
Okay, well, we're very excited to welcome our guest for the first time on the air, one of our new sponsors, the Palm Beach Symphony. We'd like to welcome Brandon Norris to the show. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're very, very excited, Brandon.
We're very excited. Palm Beach is on board. Palm Beach Symphony.
That's right.
Great.
So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Palm Beach Symphony, and we'll take it from there.
Well, great. I got involved with the symphony from... I am a musician by trade. I grew up performing, playing the trumpet, and I found a job. I got my college degree in communications. So it was kind of a marriage of the two, and now I find myself promoting all of our concerts and events throughout South Florida.
Well, that's wonderful. It's right up your alley then, right? You're a musician, and you're working. You couldn't ask for anything better. So tell everybody a little bit about the Palm Beach Symphony and the venue, Kravitz Center, go into a little bit of detail so to get people, you know, interested in what you have to offer there.
Sure, great. So the Palm Beach Symphony, our mission is to engage, educate, and entertain the greater community of the Palm Beaches through live performances of inspiring orchestral music. So we try and make that mission come alive every day in all the actions that we take. We have a robust education program where we provide we educate over 10,000 students in Palm Beach County, donate over 50 instruments, and we perform 5 Masterworks concerts a year. This concert that we've been advertising on the Blind and Beyond radio show takes place on April 19th at the Kravitz Center for the Performing Arts, and it features the pianist Misha Dichter, who has been an international star for many years, and he's actually performing with us on his 75th birthday tour of the world. So we're very excited to present this concert at the Kravitz Center for the Performing Arts, which is becoming our new home, where next year we'll have all 5 of our concerts.
Wow.
And what I can't believe, this is Michael, what I can't believe that you're doing that unbelievable offer to the Blind and Beyond community, as far as if they call in and mention but from Blind and Beyond, then they can buy the ticket for $15.
Well,
anybody that's listening to the show, Blind and Beyond, that's unbelievable. I thank you so much to offer them those tickets for $15. That's unbelievable.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, we want to share this music with everyone in the world. And when you made the introduction to me, I thought there was no better way to, you know, engage a community by then letting them try this experience out. Those tickets are for $15 for any seat in the hall.
That's amazing. So,
did you hear what he said, folks? Any seat in the hall, that's $100 tickets.
The more, there's seats that are a lot more than $100.
Tickets.
Yes.
That's right. $15 tickets. You can't, unbelievable.
You know, I listened to some of the artists. I had to learn how to pronounce Hae Kyung. I believe I said that right, Hae Kyung. So I listened to some of her work. I was really amazed. Just beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
A lot of orchestras in the world don't perform music by living composers, let alone living American composers. So this is going to be very exciting.
It is.
This is the Florida premiere of a new work. And it's all about looking to the past to find the new you. So this is a very, you know, reflective concert. The music is by three outsiders from three different centuries. So as someone who considers themselves a bit of an outsider sometimes too, I'm really excited to hear this performance and just have an audience that can relate to it.
Tell us a little bit why you think this would be really a wonderful experience for the visually impaired.
Well, one, we're going to have an orchestra of over 70 instruments on stage. The acoustics in the Kravis Center are absolutely amazing. So for the visually impaired, I think that this concert will really, the music will really wash over you, and it'll be music that you can really feel.
That is just wonderful. Yeah. If anybody has any questions, especially down there in South Florida,
now is the time to call in, 407-894-1680. Now's the time if you want to call in. Call in right now, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You want to ask any questions, now's the time.
Hey, I have a question, Brandon. I'm musically inclined, but I'm not instrumental inclined.
Oh, Chris has a gorgeous voice.
So is there any way possible that you know, if you want me to like tag along on one of your albums?
I wish that was possible, but.
Chris has an amazing voice.
At the moment, we are not accepting auditions.
Okay. I just thought I'd put myself out there.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, please call Brandon right now while he's on the air. So tell us a little bit more about the venue. Maybe somebody's wondering, oh, my gosh, it's so big. I don't know if I'm going to be able to maneuver. You know, tell them maybe about the aisles.
It's ADA accessible. There's lots of ushers there who can help you get to where you need to go. The valet parking is very easy and self-explanatory. It's on Okeechobee Boulevard. As soon as you turn in to the Kravis Center, it'll direct you there. We also have parking garages. So the venue is very accessible and will be very comfortable to your needs. If you give me a call, I can help you. The number that's provided, 561-281-0145, I can help you find seats to where you need them to be.
Would you say that phone number again, please?
Yeah, it's in the commercial, too.
Yep, 561-281-0145.
Brandon, this is Gary. I have a question for you. Is there like a dress code?
When I think of stuff like this, I think they're really
dressed up when they go to this stuff.
No, we invite you to come as you are to enjoy this music. You know, it's fancy optional. If you want to get fancy, that's acceptable, but there is no dress code. And we encourage everyone from all walks of life to come and enjoy our concert.
And a typical concert, would it be how long?
This concert is about, one second. It's 1 hour and 55 minutes with an intermission.
Oh, okay, and an intermission. And you have a concession bar there if somebody wants a drink or something like that.
Yes,
I'm asking for people who have never been there.
There are drinks available during intermission, and there's food available as well.
Well, South Florida, or actually anywhere. It doesn't have to be just South Florida. People take a trip to go. Right, Michael?
Yep, absolutely. And for that price, it's unbelievable. Yep.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yep, we invite anyone to come and join us.
Well, thank you so much. And, hey, folks, you can go to our website. It's there. Just look up Palm Beach Orchestra. It's on our webpage.
The button set and the logo for the sighted, but for the blind and visually impaired, the button says Palm Beach Symphony. So they can just click on that.
PalmBeachSymphony.org.
That's right. And it goes right to your website.
Well, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you,
Appreciate
Brandon.
It so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was painless, right, Brandon?
It was painless. That's funny. And thank you so much for offering those inexpensive tickets for the folks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
For those people that like music.
Something just fell off the wall.
Unbelievable price. $15. Unbelievable price. I don't
know what that was, Chris. Something just fell
off
the wall.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, get into it, man. You know. Oh, the logo? Like a sex machine, man. What was that?
I don't know.
Okay, Michael and Gary and Braden, you actually have time. What are we doing right now? No, I'm looking to see what time it is. And, I guess you can do your trivia.
Okay, right now it's time for trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Stay on the scene. Chris. Go to trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Here we go, trivia time.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop.
Okay.
Trivia time, 407-894-1680. Here we go.
This is the song.
Who's singing this song?
It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got eight cylinders and uses
Who's
them all.
Who's singing the song?
Drive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust with
407-794-1680.
But I ain't scared. The brakes are good.
Tires fair.
Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
While we're waiting, let's, Braden, would you like to, you look like you're ready to read. Would you like to read and tell everybody what today is?
Today's the...
Talk into
get
the mic,
get closer
honey.
To the mic.
There you go.
Today's March 1st, and it's the National Pig Day.
There you go.
National
Tell
Pig
everybody.
Day.
Said National Pig Day?
Yeah, who knew? So Braden would like to share.
Wait,
Jesus.
I got a question for you, Braden.
National
what?
Pig Day.
What kind of noise does a pig make?
Oink.
There
oink,
you go.
Oink.
Let him read. Yep. We're going to learn something. Let him read.
So National Pig Day recognizes and gives thanks to domesticated pigs. Mm-hmm. For some unknown reason, big pot-bellied pigs seen in zoos are often the symbol of the day. Pigs are clever and intelligent animals, but most people are unaware of this high level of intelligence. They can be caught to do tricks.
Wow.
Some people can even keep them as pets.
Wow.
Today is a day to give pigs the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, give them some respect.
National Pig Day is celebrated by zoos, too. Activities include snort-offs.
That's funny.
Pig outs and online pig chats.
That's good.
So I guess pigs talk online.
There you go. Very good.
Good job. That was the man.
Snorrocks.
That's Mr. Sinclair
no,
Jr.
It ain't me.
Junior.
Junior, okay.
So you never know what you're going to hear on Blind and Beyond, right, Braden?
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that.
All right, I may call in for his Gary's.
So, is Charlotte Webb kind of excited about the pig off the table?
Charlotte Webb. There's a pig in that story, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlotte's Web, yeah.
So am I calling in for the trivia? I guess not. Nobody's calling for that.
Wait. He just picked up the phone.
407-894-168. Well, I don't think anybody's
going to call in. You know it's not Braden calling in from Texas.
Gary picked a ridiculous song.
It is not ridiculous.
I know you are.
I never heard that song.
You said
you
never heard it.
I
can't believe it.
I wonder what year it was.
I swear I played it.
Just listen. I think you might have a winner. Uh-oh. Let's see.
Well, see, I don't know if this young lad on the phone line should be able to answer this trivia because this young lad know all about music.
Uh-oh.
But he said he was calling in honor of Pig Day, too.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Our good friend all the way from Fern Park.
Uh-oh. I know who it is.
Yeah, you know.
David probably knows it then.
He
know
the song.
I don't.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Dave from Fern Park, Florida.
Never
How's
heard
it going,
of.
You guys? It's great to hear everybody.
Hey,
Gary.
Dave.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have be able to talk to your full family there. That is awesome.
That's great. Braden does pretty good at reading that Pig Day stuff.
He did an excellent job, and you know what? It took me a little bit to call in, and it was the Pig Day that got my attention. You guys, let me tell you, my sister has two pigs, little pot-bellied pigs.
Oh, wow!
And they start off cute as heck, and then they turn out to be big old pigs like everything else.
Yeah, like 300 pounds or something.
One was typically stayed inside, and I'll tell you real quick, for Christmas, we're all sitting around exchanging gifts and having food and drinking stuff, and I put my hand down, and all of a sudden, this pig head pops in and goes, oink, you know, and I just about hit the roof. A surprise. I swear, I just about passed out.
Oh, no. But they are. They're cute when they're
sweet little sweet little pig, but she wanted some of what I was eating. And you have to be very careful. They have to be on a special diet or they don't stay cute and small. They get big and ornery. So
she still has the little pigs? I mean, the big pigs?
Now they're both outside.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of them's got kind of a bad attitude.
Yeah, it's time to kick them out when they get the bad attitude.
Oh, wow. Well, if they ain't paying rent, they got
to
go.
I don't recommend them, to be honest with you.
They might be paying rent, but be careful.
And then you had some bacon.
I don't think pigs can pay rent.
Well, they pay some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe when they die, you can get so much per pound, you know.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, that's enough.
It's Pig Day. Let's be nice.
Be nice.
Dave, did you call in on my song?
Respect my sister's family for a long time. For like Thanksgiving, we couldn't have ham or anything, and but now they've broken down. They found some place that has the best bacon ever.
One second, David. We have one second. Pork again.
It's the house.
One second, David. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm
all
yours.
We have any callers calling in for that?
I got two other callers.
Oh, we better take them. We have 5 minutes
left.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, so who called in for the trivia?
5 minutes left to the top of the hour.
Who called in for the trivia?
Well, this next caller right here, I'm going to let this caller be a surprise. I'm going to let you hear the voice.
Uh-oh.
Caller, you are on the air.
How's everybody doing today?
Who's that again?
I guess you're supposed to.
This is funny right here. Gary, are you for real?
What?
Wait, go ahead. Say.
Go. I said it's nice and warm over here in Texas.
Oh, that's Steve.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's his father.
I got that.
That's his daddy-o.
Hey, Steve.
Say hi.
How y'all doing?
Doing good, civilian boy.
No, I was calling just to let you guys know I ate some bacon today.
Oh. I knew you were going to say something like that.
You ruined it, Steve.
Hey, Steve, Braden did a good job, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, your two kids are a riot. They really are.
Hey, Jackson's listen to Jackson. On the air right
Jackson's
now.
Jackson's talking to his daddy.
Say hello, Jackson.
That's cute. He's on the table. He's actually sitting on the table with his face right in front of the mic by Chris.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's having fun.
No, they're definitely two riots, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are.
Your daddy calling all the way from Texas.
And they went swimming at swimming pool, 66 degrees, Steve. I didn't think they'd do it.
And your wife said you wouldn't be listening.
Daddy! So did you have the name of the song, Steve?
Yeah, do you know my song?
The name of the song, no. Is that Jerry Lewis, I'm for sure?
No. It's before your time, so I forgive you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in, Steve.
Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take
Say
care.
Goodbye,
Brady.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Love you.
Bye, bud.
Okay.
Who else on the line?
Oh.
He just said, I love you, Dad.
Oh, I thought you had another call. Good. He heard him.
You're the best.
Oh, you're the best, he says.
You're the best. He says he loves you.
He says, you're the best. I love
amazing.
You.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
He hung up, honey.
There they go. He's gone.
He's gone.
All right.
He hung up.
He looks so sad.
I thought we had another call.
Hey, I'm adopting your two kids. Two grandkids. You can go home for the month. I got you covered.
Yeah. Anybody else calling in? So nobody else knows the song.
Say no, not yet.
Probably the only one David probably knew, but he didn't want to give it.
No, not yet.
Stephanie,
no, not yet.
Taking pictures?
Yeah.
Good. Oh my
god. So daddy was listening.
Can you imagine if Chris's little girls were here too today? Oh my goodness.
I don't know now.
My
little one and Jackson have been going all over the station.
Okay.
Hi, Jackson.
Well, so that's it. Nobody knows it.
Who is it?
Hi, Jackson.
Who was singing that song? Nobody knows it. Jackson, that's enough. Jackson, that's it. You're dismissed.
Cut his mic.
That's enough, Jackson. You're off.
You're fired.
That's it. No screaming.
So Gary, who is it?
Who was singing?
Commander Cody.
Oh, Commander, never heard of him. Commander Cody.
That was a very popular song.
In what year, you know?
But you didn't keep up with stuff like that.
No, Commander Cody.
Commander Cody.
Only you would come up with something like that.
Yeah, I knew Commander from back in the day from right around Farmer Fran in them days.
The what?
Commander Cody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Gilligan's Island.
I don't know.
Before we go top of the hour, I want to tell you something.
Say it quickly.
Chris, I want to say this quickly. For those folks that may want to talk and be in a conference call, we're going to have three or four people, since we have four lines, talking about, let's just say, spouses that left when you were blind, whether it be man or woman that leaving the other couple, the other person. We're going to have this when we get four people or three people on the line at the same time discussing why they left, what kind of attitudes, and because I tell you the truth, I said to when I heard about this today, which I heard about this many, many times. I said to Lynn driving it, I said, I'm very thankful that she never left me. I said, you know, Lynn, I'm thankful that you never left me because being blind, and I was sighted when I married her and only went blind 10 years ago, and she's taken good care of me. I couldn't ask for a better woman. She is great to me. And all I can say is those people that leave their spouse, they're rotten people. They're terrible. And I would like to discuss it. Lynn would like to discuss it so that other people know. It's even the sight of people can't believe, I'm sure, a lot of people that leave their spouses, whether it be man or woman, when you go blind. So if you want to be on the show, write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
You okay over there, Mike?
Yep.
All right, do I need to get some tissue?
Nope.
Okay, I just checking. I hear it in your voice.
Okay. Anyway, I get torn up when I hear about people that leave their spouses when they go vision impaired blind and the spouses leave. That's terrible. So if you'd like to call in, let's talk about it, and we'll get you on the air. We'll have the conference. We're going to break. See you on top of the – we'll be right back at the top of the hour. Stay tuned, and don't go away. We've got a great second hour coming up. More trivia and more listeners and more things to come. Don't go away. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Oh, 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 oh.